we are starting from two lines to the bottom, three lines to the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara has just said there are the kivas of the opinion that a chalutza is a deraisa. So now we've been always operating under the assumption that chalutza is a drabonon. That is the opinion of the Rabbanon. But Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah, who said, if you marry the sister, mother, or daughter of your chalutza, the child is a mamzer, obviously he holds as biblical. We tried to change the girsa. At the end of the day, we didn't change the girsa. And we remained with the fact that a chalutza, according to Rabbi Kiva, is a deraisa. The question is, where does the Torah say that a person who marries his own chalutza is a deraisa? We're not talking about a kohen marrying a chalutza. We're talking about the person marrying koyva's chalutza. I'm sorry, chalutza is a lav. Everybody agrees marrying one's chalutza is a lav. Question is, the sister, mother, or daughter of the chalutza, we said was rabbinic. Rabbi Kiva is saying it's biblical, and it's a erga. So the question is, where is the source? Talk to Gemara, three lines to the bottom, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Eichlin. Haynu time is Rabbi Kiva, Amar Kua, Beis Chalut Hanol. HaKasav Kari Beisai. The Torah calls the Chalutza Beisai. It's called Beis Chalut Hanol. Yerushalmi uses a language that Chalit is a Kenyan. It's as if you acquired her and divorced her. We view Chalitza as, according to Rabbi Kiva, as a Kenyan. That is, it's as if you married her and got rid of her. Chalitza is a process. You didn't marry her. But as if the process of Chalitza is not a p'tur. Till now, we've been learning. We mentioned once the Sor of Kenyan, but we talked about the Havamina, that the one who did Chalitza should yarsh the whole thing. It was a Havamina in the Gemara that way. And the question was why, and the answer was it's like a Kenyan. But that was a Havamina. Now we're saying in Rabbi Kiva, he says that the Torah is telling a person who does Chalitza, says if it became your house and you dismissed her, and therefore any relative of this woman would be considered like a relative of a Grusha, like a relative of a person's wife who's no longer his wife, which is biblical. Rashi, HaKasav Kare Beisai, Belesle Stamad the Mastis Nebereish Birkin, Rabbi Kiva does not agree to the Stam Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, Yitani HaKhailas V'Yavemtoi V'Nasach V'Sachai Somei Tchelatas, where it said that if somebody does Chalitza to his Yavam and then his brother marries his sister and then the sister dies, I'm sorry, HaKhailas V'Yavemtoi V'Nasach V'Sachai Somei Tchelatas, and then the brother dies, Chalitza, even though it is the sister of your Chalitza, she still needs Chalitza. That means it's only rabbinic. The Rabbi Kiva, Tura Lagamri. Rabbi Kiva would say, it's like a wife's sister, and she's totally butter. Zakta Gemara Vait, Nusagil. I'm Rabbi Yisim, Rabbi Shimon Barabi. Rabbi Yisim said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Barabi, everybody agrees that if a person takes back his grusha, the Mishnah mentioned magzi grusha sai. So therefore, we're leaving the Sechtes Yevamos, and we're now talking about a person who remarries his divorced wife, meaning he divorced her, she got married to somebody else. The Torah says there's a lav for the first husband to take her back. Now, what is the offspring of that lav? What is the status of an offspring of a lav? Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, the kid is a mamzer. Rabbi Kiva holds, yesh mamzer mechayev lav. But there are Shimon HaTamani and others, and where do we pass? There's no mamzeris. So what is the status of the child? Does it have any impact on the child's halacha? Is there any halachic impact on a child born from a chayev lav? Now, we pick magzi grushasai, because that is the topic of our Mishnah. But we will see later on that Magdu Gershasin might make a difference, that this is a special kind of a love. And I want to point that out, why this is a special kind of a love. Most Chayvei Lavin, which are Mamzerim, Nesinim, that's a love. Most Chayvei Lavin are Lavin right away, meaning a person's born, he's not allowed to marry a Mamzer or a Nesin. right? Those are lavim that come as soon as he's bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. Those lavim kick in like the lav of eating chaser and anything else. Machzir grusha soi is a lady that was permissible to him. Not only was she permissible to him, but she actually married her legally. And that is called a different kind of a lav. We will see that makes an impact at the end of the Gemara. That's why I'm mentioning it now. Machzir grusha soi is a lav that was not a lav at the beginning of her life or his life. It is a lav that became a later lav, a woman that was legal to him that became illegal to him. So now, Hakom Baidim B'Machzir grusha soi. Everybody agrees that the person would remarry the woman he divorced and she married somebody else. Shavlat Pogim Lakuna, that the daughter would not be able to marry a Kayan. Now, the son, Pashmus, is not a Pogim. There is no Pogam in his son. I'm sorry?
One second. Today, if you could just announce. Zecher Nishmas, Reb Moshe Reb Shem Zalman on the day of his Yahrzeit. The Limud today.
Thank you very much. So everybody is asking that the Vlad is Pogim Lakuna, Zok Rashi, Vim Yolda Bas, if they have a daughter, again, he took her back a second time illegally, and they have a daughter, Psula Lakuna Kechalola. She becomes Pasul to Kahuna as if she's a Chalola. Chalola is a woman, girl, born from an Isher Kahuna. Usually Chalola happens when a Kohen Gadol marries an Amana. The girl is an Achalola. The son is a Chalol. When a Kohen marries a Grusha, the girl is a Chalola, and the son is a Chalol. Here, the son doesn't make a difference because he's a Yisrael anyway. Doesn't lose anything by being a Chalol. A Yisrael Chalol doesn't make a difference in Halacha. So therefore, we're not talking about the son. Later on, we'll talk about that later. The Pashtus Rashi says we're talking about the daughter. The daughter becomes impacted that she cannot marry a Kayan. She's a born from a Lav. Her parents lived and they were over a Lav, and she was conceived with a Chayv Lavim. Therefore, we learn out that it's Pogum. It's not a Mamzer, because we hold like a Shimon HaTamani that there's no Mamzeris from Chayv Lavim, but she is a Pogum. Frank the Gemara, Man HaKol Vaidim, who is Vaidah? Shimon HaTamani. Even though Shimon HaTamani said there's no mamzer, he the mamzer will have pogum be have. Even though it's not a mamzer, but the child will be a pogum. I don't know the word pogum, blemished, whatever it is, that she's not allowed to marry a kayim. How do I know that? Because b'chaymer ma'amana. This is learned out from a kal b'chaymer. Uma amana l'kayin gadol. Ma'alach al amana that marries a kayin gadol. The truth is, we could have made the same kavuchaymer from a grusha to a kain hedget. We're just picking one of the isurei kahuna. Ma amana l'kain gadol, an amana to a kain gadol. She'ein isura shava b'kayel. It is not an iser that goes across klal yisrael. It is limited to a kain gadol, or by a grusha would be limited to kahanim. Ubna pogum. The Torah says clearly that the child born from a amana to a kain gadol is pogum. Zu, she isura shava b'kayel. This one, that the iser is applicable to every Jew. No Jew is allowed to marry his grusha that got remarried, right? No Jew is allowed to remarry that. So zu, she isura shava b'kayel. Isn't it for sure, ain't a din shabna b'gum? Isn't it for sure that the child should be impacted? Meaning, ma'zi grushasai is worse than an amana l'kayin gadol in the sense that is an issue that spread to everybody. And by Amon HaLikai Gadol, we see the impact of the child is that it becomes Chalola. So the same should be true by every love. And the truth is, this can be made by every love. We're picking Machzir Grusha Soi. Zok Rashi, Chikeni, no Rashi. And for the Gemara, the Kal V'Chomer is not good because Ikula Mefrach, because you can slug up the Kal V'Chomer. Mala Amona Shkeni Atzmon Mishalalas. And Amona herself becomes a Chalala. Let me explain. A Kohen Gadol marries an Amona, and he dies. The Amona cannot marry a Kohen anymore, even though she's an Amona. She never got divorced, but she is a Chalala. The fact that she lived with a Kohen Gadol in sin, in a Lav, any Lav of a Kahuna impacts the child, and impacts the woman, she also becomes a chalala. The Mahzi Gerusha site is not impacted at all. A person who lives with his Mahzi Gerusha site, he can marry the same people that she married before. There is no impact of his love on her permanently. Therefore, you cannot compare the Aveira of Amona L'Klei Gadlu, which impacts the woman, to the Aveira of Mahzi Gerusha site, which does not impact the woman at all. So therefore, the Gemara is putting it up, that therefore you cannot make this Kal V'Chomer. That is reason number one. The Gemara is going to give three reasons why this Kal V'Chomer doesn't work. Reason number one is that it's not impacted as the one of the kind of kids. Let us do Rashi. I'm sorry?
A person who's Meshiv Grushoso, the first husband is Meshiv Grushoso. So it doesn't work? Can she remarry her second husband again?
No, because it works. Unless you hold like Rabbi Kiva, Kedushin is Taifas V'chayv Elavim. It's a valid marriage that's illegal. Not every illegal marriage is invalid. Chayv Elavim, way we learn, is a lav, but the marriage is valid.
As opposed to, let's say, a person whose wife Nebuch marries a goy, can he be Meshiv Grushoso?
She was Mazana. That's not a marriage.
It's not a marriage. Okay, thank you.
Not a marriage. The woman that was Mazana, if she's Mazana, it doesn't ask her to her first husband. The king, he asked the Chalalas Rashi. She made the king Gadol asur afilu l'kayin hegit. This woman, if the king Gadol would die, is asur even to a kayin hegit. She pasul zeh b'biyasai. He passes her by living with her. The asa chalala, the siv, lo yichalel zarei, right? It says lo yichalel. He shouldn't desecrate his children by living with the amana. Now it could have said lo yachel, like siv lo yachel. Why is there second lamed? Umashma beis chalulim. That there are two people that are impacted by this and become chalalim. Because if it were only the children, it could have said lo yachel zarei. Why did the Torah have to add that lamed? Echad lo, ve'echad l'zarei. So we learn out that the woman becomes a chalala, and that the children become a chalala. Rabbi Mefarish b'kedushin, and this is what it says in kedushin. I, what other impact is there? Imi bas kayani, pasla b'natruma. Let's say the halacha is a kayan who dies, and his wife has no children. They have no children. His wife has no children. She goes back to her father's house to eat truma. Let me explain. A Kayan marries even a Yisrael. A Yisrael, this wouldn't apply. A Kayan marries a Kahena, a Bas Kayan. And then he dies, and she didn't have children. I don't care about him. She didn't have children, so she goes back to her father's house and she can eat Truma. However, if an Amana married a Kayan Gadol, and she doesn't have children and the Kayan Gadol dies, she no longer can go back and eat Truma. She's a Chalala. She is desecrated from Truma. She's desecrated from marrying the Kayan, and she's desecrated from Truma. I am Bas Kayani, Paslum and Atruma, because I'm the Bechotum the Kaman. Right. So therefore, like the Gemara says later, Taimer b'magzi grushasai, she'ain hi asmum is chalala. There's no impact on her. The Ila mifsala the Kayan, the Pasla to a Kayan, lay mifsala. She doesn't become a Pasla. Ba'i chazara. By this taking her back, a pasula makayma, she's a grusha, b'shav gerushin, right? A mamzi grushasa is marrying a woman that can't marry a kayan anyway. So there's no impact on her ability to marry a kayan due to the fact that her husband took her back a second time. The ila truma le mitzvah b'hachi. And even for truma, the Gemara is going to explain later that she does not become pasula truma. That means if she is a bas kayan who marries a Yisrael, and then the Yisrael divorced her, she can still go home and eat truma. She has no children. Then she marries somebody else and has no children. Then she remarries her first husband and has no children. Then he dies or divorces her. She goes back and eats truma, even though she committed the law of Machzir Grushasai. She committed the Isra of remarrying her first husband. It does not impact her. And the Gemara says that clearly in Daf, later on in Daf Samach Tes, that she's not impacted. She can eat truma. So here's a lady that committed a law, and there's no lasting impact on her halachically. Therefore, you cannot compare her to an Amara L'Kayin Gadol. An Amara L'Kayin Gadol, the kids are Chalala because she is a Chalala. But this Magzik Rishasai is not impacted. So why should we make a Kabbal Chaymer say that our kids are impacted? That is reason number one of why this Kabbal Chaymer doesn't work. Number two, the Eid, back to the Gemara. He Tayevak said, it says that Magzik Rishasai, the word Ki Tayeva. The Pasuk says, I don't have the Pasuk in front of me, but the Pasuk uses the word Ki Tayeva. Right? And therefore, Ve'im Banea Tayeva. We have a Drasha. She is a Tayeva. The Torah stresses he to exclude somebody. And that's to exclude that her children aren't affected. She did abomination, but her kids are fine. The third reason is Tanya. It's a Mefarish of Raisa. Hamagzi Grushasai, somebody who takes back his Grusha, Vanaisa Chalutsasai, or marries his Chalutsa, these are Lavin. Vanaisa Kravis Chalutsasai, which according to Rabbi Akiva is a Lav, and according to the Rabbanon is only Rabbinic. Rabbi Akiva Aimra Aimla Bakadush. Rabbi Akiva says the marriage never worked. This is Rabbi Akiva's opinion that ain't Kedushin types to Mechayv Elavin, that no Kedushin work in Mechayv Elavin. Right, so the marriage doesn't work. There's no necessity for a get. They were never married. Any law, according to Mechiva, the marriage is ineffective, and therefore, it's not a marriage. It's not valid. He argues on the validity of the marriage of a Chai Bilav. And she is kosher, and the Gemara is going to explain what, I'm sorry, I skipped. Vehik Sula, and she is puzzled, because according to Mechiva, she's a Zaina. She committed a act with someone who Kedushin is not typhus, and therefore she becomes a Zaina. Having an extramarital affair with someone she's not allowed to marry, and let me explain according to Mechiva, someone whose marriage is not valid makes her into a Zaina. And Uvlada, where am I? Uvlada Pasul, and the kid is a Mamzer. It's a Chayvei Lavan, according to Mechiva, offspring of Mamzerim. The Chayvei Naitalaiti. And we would force him to divorce her. The Rambam writes in the Tshuva, we do it by making Kherim, putting him into Kherim, and anybody that does any business with him is put into Kherim. The reverse says, we take a stick, and we beat him till he divorces her. But it doesn't make a difference. We force a divorce because, I'm sorry, it's not a divorce. We force a separation. There's no divorce. It was never a marriage. The Chachamim Aymim, yes, what about Kedushin? The Chachamim say, there is Kedushin, because it's only a Chayv Elavim, it's illegal but valid. And Hik Shera, I'm sorry, take it back. V'tzricha Menaget, and she would need a divorce. It was a valid marriage. V'hik Shera, she is kosher, meaning she is unimpacted, clearly unimpacted. That's what we're saying, as the Gemara will explain. And Vlada Kasher, and a child is not impacted. Right? So here is a Brisa that says that the child is not impacted. So for three reasons, we are rejecting the Mazi Amar who said, which was Rabbi, who was the Mazi Amar, Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Shimon Barabi, that by Magzik Rishasa the child is a pogrom. We have for three reasons rejected that. We rejected that by A, by questioning the Kabbal Chaymer, B, by the Drasha Hitayeva, and three, because we have a Brisa of that says, Vlada Kasher, which we now understand to mean totally kosher. As we will see in a moment, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that. Rashi, Hamagzik Rishasa Mishinistis, Ein Lo Ba Kedushin, Itzava Rebbe Kiva, Ein Kedushin Types of Chayv Elavim, Rebbe Kiva holds Kedushin doesn't work by Chayv Elavim. V'hi Psulo, the Kayin, the Zaynehi. And I want to take a second on this, the Zaynehi. We'll have more about it in Perek number 7, and we'll discuss it more today. Zayna is not a reflection of ethics or morals. It is a reflection of what happened. Any woman that has an extramarital affair with someone who, or not an extramarital, extramarriage means HSH, who has an out of wedlock affair with someone whose kedushin is not valid becomes a Zayna. So therefore, this woman who married a Chayv Elavim and according to Mechiva is a Zayna. Now, this could happen even if she didn't do it willingly. even if somebody forced himself upon her, right? But it was someone whose kedusha would not be typhus, right? Rachmana Litzlan, a brother forces himself on his sister, she becomes a zayna, regardless of the fact that she didn't do this willingly. Or if a guy forces himself on a woman, she becomes a zayna, she becomes pasul l'kahuna, right? So therefore, zayna is not a reflection of morals and ethics. I want to make that clear. Even though we use the term zayna as a derogatory term to a woman's behavior, but that's not what halachically it means. Halachically, a zayna is someone who had an affair, a relationship, we'll call it an affair, a relationship with a man whose kedushin is not valid. That makes her into a zayna. So therefore, this woman becomes a zayna, according to Mekiva, because she had a relationship with her first husband, right, Mahdig Rishasai, which is a love, which makes her a zayna. Vlad apostle, mamzeru. That's what Mekiva said. The Chachamim said, Tik Shera and Vlad the Kasher. Now, Luman, who is the Vlad the Kasher for? What do we mean the child is Kasher? Lav Likuna? Aren't we saying that she's kasher lekuna, that the daughter is kasher lekuna? What do we mean kasher? Obviously, we're saying he can even marry a kayet. It means to say she's not a mamzer. Vlad Ksheira just meant to say is she's a kosher Jew, but she's a halala, meaning she can't marry a kayet. That's not a proof that she's not a halala. Kasher doesn't have to necessarily mean allowed to marry a kayet. Kasher can mean allowed to marry a Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara Yochi Yik Sheira Lamam. Go back to Hik Sheira. She is kasher. Even according to Mekiva, she can marry a Jew. When Mekiva says Hik Shula, he means Torkayan. Doesn't mean she can't marry any other Jew. A woman that commits a sin, she has a relationship with a Chayve Krisis, with a Chayve Lavin, with a Chayve anything. Doesn't become banned from marrying Jews. Hik Sheira means Lakuna. So if Hik Sheira means Lakuna, doesn't it make sense that Vladik Sheira means Lakuna also? A woman that had an affair, she had a relationship, she becomes puzzled to call Elalav Lakuna. Hik Shara must mean she can marry a Kayan. She's not impacted. Only the Hik Lakuna, Vladinami Lakuna. It makes sense to say that in the Brisa, if it says Hik Shara, the Vladik Shara, and Hik Shara means she can marry a Kayan, right? The person, she can marry a Kayan. Right. Well, she can't marry a kohen anyway because she's a grusha, but she's mutter l'truma. Let's say hik shera means she's mutter l'truma. Right. So therefore, she's not going to impact her. So vlader kasha would mean she's mutter l'kahuna. Zakta gemara no. Midi area hakadis to hakadis. No. Hik shera would mean she can marry a kohen, but she can't. She's a grusha. But let's say it's krivas chalutzasa. Let's say it's well, all three of them would be us at Tarkayan anyway. Biblically, a nice Mansuk Shasai, nice, but it means the Truma. She would be Mutil the Truma, right? And the kid might be just Mutil the Kol, arguing Rabbi Kiva, who made a Mamzer. Rashi, the man Kari Lavad Kasha, Lav Lakuna, Hakadisa, Hakadisa, Hik Shara Lakuna, Vlad Kasha Lava Bakol. She's Kasha Tikuna, and her child is Kasha. To become marry a Jew, Ava Lakuna Pogum. It could be that Lakuna is Pogum. So we're getting out of the third Raya. The third Raya was built on this assumption that when it said Hik Shera, which means Lakuna, Latruma, Zwadar Kasha would be the same. And the answer is, who says? Hik Shera might mean for one thing, and Zwadar Kasha might be for another thing, that he's not a mamzer, like Rabbi Kiva said he is. But no Raya that, No raya that we would say that the kid is not a pogrom. So two rayas so far remain, but one raya does not remain at this point. Zakti Gemara. Hakinami Mistabra. It makes sense to say that Vlada Kusher doesn't mean Tikuna necessarily. It means Lakal. Why? The Kani Bresha. When Rabbi Kiva said Hip Sula Vlad the Puzzle, what did Rabbi Kiva mean? Hip Sula to who? The woman committed a lav. According to Rabbi Kiva, she becomes Puzzle. She doesn't become puzzled to marry a Jew, even a Gruncha Bekiva. She only becomes puzzled to Kayet. But if Rekiva said was a puzzle, he meant that the kid is a mamzer. That's to everybody. So even in Rekiva, the word he pasula and vlad apostle meant two things. He psula meant only to kahuna, and vlad apostle meant even to marry Yisrael. Comes a mamzer. So just like by Rabbi Kiva, he psula and vlad apostle mean two different things. So according to the Rabbanon, he share of vlad kosher might mean two different things. Let's read it inside. He psula and vlad apostle. He psula lamat. Ilay melakol. Should design him slay lakol. A woman is Mazana, she can't marry a Jewish lady, a Jewish man. Elalav, Lakuna. Vlad Apostle Levan. What does Vlad Apostle mean? Elaima, Lakuna, Lakol, Kusher, Hamir Bekiva, Vlad Mamzer. Bekiva holds him alive. The Vlad is a Mamzer. Elab Shita, Lakol. When we the Resha, Kadisa, Kadisa, if the Resha, we say, he Psula means Takayan. And Vlad the Apostle means even to Yisrael. So say for Nami, he can Hakadisa. She's Kasha Lakuna to Truma. She's a Grusha. She obviously can't marry a Kayan, but she can eat Truma from her father's house if she has no children. And Vlad the Kasha means that he can not a Mamzer. But there's no Raya that the kid is not a Pogam. So we've gotten out of Raya number three. We slugged up that halacha for three reasons. This was the third one because it said he share of Vlad the Kasha. We answered that it doesn't have to mean Vlad the Kasha Lakuna. It could just mean Vlad the Kasha that it's not a Mamzer. Rashi, Hakadeisa, Hakadeisa, Hik Shera Lakuna, Vlad the Kasha Lava Bakava Lakuna Pogam. Lakuna is a Pogam. How could that mean, Mistabra? The Hakadeisa, Hakadeisa. I can prove to you that in the Brisa, Pasul and Pasul don't mean the same, so Kasha and Kasha don't mean the same. For the woman, it's a question of Kahuna, and for the child, it's a question of Kol. So there's no Raya to slug up the statement made by Rav Yosef, the name of Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe. Now we go back to the second Raya. We're working backwards. The second Raya was, he to Eva, the Eva now to Eva. That was the second slug up, right? It says in the book that she is an abomination. The diak of he to Eva was, her children are not an abomination. Zakti Gemara, that's also not a Raya. Because he to Eva nami, he to Eva, Bain Tarasa Teva, Avabana Teva. Maybe we exclude her Tzara, that a Magdi Gurushasai, and then he dies without children, there is a mitzvah of Yibum on his, at least Midaraisa, on his Tzara. She's not a Tzara's Erva. And therefore, that's what it means, Hita Eva. But if the man dies after marrying his wife a second time, and he has another wife, that other wife would be eligible for Yibum Chalitza biblically. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is saying, Hita Eva. Maybe her children are affected. Rashi, the kaparkas hita eva v'ein b'nei teiva. We pay the kaki. Don't make that diak. Ali hita eva ben tzaratas eva li asu li yibum. Her tzara does not become prohibited from yibum. Elam tzedem. Yes, is there a question? Okay, sorry, I thought there was a question. Now we're going back to the first. Proof, disproof, was the Kal Vachomer, right? The Kal Vachomer was, we wanted to make a Kal Vachomer for Amana L'Kohen Gadol, and we answered that it's not a good Kal Vachomer, because Amana L'Kohen Gadol, she gets impacted, and my mouth is going to show, so she doesn't, meaning nothing happens to her, right? She's a Teva. She's a Teva, but nothing gets impacted. We learn that later. The Farish that she's much of a Truma. Nothing happens to her as far as your status of Truma is concerned. So the question is, you can't make a Kal Vachomer from Amana L'Kohen Gadol. El Amana Kasha. Ma'la Amana. Shekeini Asma Mishalala. And Amana becomes a Chalala by herself. She is impacted, whereas the Malzig Rishasa is not impacted. So that slug up remains. That we cannot get out of. At Enochinami, at the end of the day, that statement that the child of a Magzik Roshasa is a pogum gets rejected because it was built on a Kal Vachomer from Amana L'Kohen Gadol, and we rejected that Kal Vachomer because Amana L'Kohen Gadol, she herself gets impacted, and a Magzik Roshasa does not get impacted by her remarriage to her husband. So at the end of the day, we slugged up what Rabbi Yisro said in the name of Rav Shimon bar Rebbe. But not for three reasons, only for one reason. We had three kashas, two of them were answered. We answered the one from Hitayeva, and we answered the one from the Vlad Apostle, Vlad Kasha. But at the end of the day, we remain Shver anyway. And for the Gemara, you're right. So we slugged it up. Eli Yitmar, Rachi Yitmar. If there is a statement in the name of Rabbi Yisro, in the name of Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, it was misquoted, and this is what he said. I'm Rav Yisro, I'm Rav Shimon bar Rebbe. Okay, now let me explain. So far, we've been dealing with two opinions. Rav Akiva's opinion that an offspring of a Chayav Lavim is a Mamzer. And then we had Shimon HaTimani's opinion, which is the accepted opinion, that offspring of a Chayav Krisus is a Mamzer. There's a third opinion, and that is Rabbi Shua, which we will have later in the Perek. And Rabbi Shua says that the offspring of Chayav Krisus is not a Mamzer. The only thing that's a Mamzer, only child is a Mamzer, is an offspring of Chayav Mises Bezen. So let's say a person lives with an Eishes Ish, that's Mises Bezen, the child is a Mamzer. Person lives with their mother, that's Mises Bezen, the child is a Mamzer. Person lives with their daughter, that's Mises Bezen, the child is a Mamzer. The person lives with their sister, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the child is not a Mamzer. It's Chayav Krisus, it's not Chayav Mises Bezen. The person lives with their wife's sister, that's also Chayav Krisus, it's also not a Mamzer, because it's Chayav Krisus, not Chayav Mises Bezen, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Now, what would Rabbi Yeshua say about, woman of Chayav Krisus, and they had a child, but that child allowed to marry a Kayat, not a Mamzer. Somebody lived with their sister, sister-in-law, wife's sister, and they had a child, right? Now, according to Mekiva, Yeshua, the child is not a Mamzer. We would say it is a Mamzer according to Shimon HaTimani because it's Chayav Krisus. But Yeshua would say it's not a Mamzer because it's not Chayav Mises Bezen. What would he say about the child, the daughter marrying a Kayat? What would be that halacha? Would the child be able to marry a Kayat? Now that, we're saying no. Amar Rabbi Jaisar Mishim Barebi, Akom Baidim Abba Chayav Krisus, Shavlat Pogum. Why? Man Akom Baidim, Rabbi Shua. The Alpha Gav Dam Rabbi Shua, Mamzim Chayav Krisus. Even though Rabbi Shua said there's no Mamzim Chayav Krisus, he's a Mamzer Loyavi, Pogum Yavi. Not a Mamzer, but the child is considered blemished. He can't marry a Kayat. Here, the Kabbal Chaymer works, the Kabbal Chaymer Mamana. And Ammon marrying a Kohen Gadol is not usher to every yid. It's a special usher by a Kohen Gadol. Still, the halacha is b'na pogum. The child is a pogum. So Zush Yisurah Shavah Bakayel. No one is allowed to marry a Kohen Krisus. Ain't a dinshim na pogum. You'll ask the same question that the woman is impacted. She's a Zaina. Meaning, if a person lives with a Chayav Krisus, the woman is impacted. As we mentioned before, any marriage where the Kedushin doesn't work, and even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that the Kedushin doesn't work for Chayav Krisus, it's not valid. The child is not a Mamzer, but the Kedushin doesn't work. And therefore, if a person would try to marry their sister or their wife's sister, it would be an invalid Kedushin. Therefore, that relationship creates a Zayda. And therefore, since the woman is a Zayda, she is impacted. She no longer can marry a Kayat. She no longer can eat Truma. Therefore, the child is impacted as well. The Kabbal Chaymer from Amana. The way we got out by Magzik Urshasai is because Magzik Urshasai had no impact. She could still go back and eat Truma if she has no children, if she's a Bas Kayat. She's nothing impacted by that illegal relationship. Whereas by a Chayav Krisus, even according to Yeshua, who says a Mamzer a Chayav Krisus, he agrees that the Kedushin is not valid. And any time a woman has an affair with a relationship with a man whose Kedushin is not valid, she becomes a Zayda. And again, Zayda is not a reflection of ethics and morals. It is reality. A relationship with a man that she could not have Kedushin with creates her to be a Zayna. And if she's a Zayna, she can no longer eat truma. So she is impacted. So the Kavu Chaima works perfectly. Barach and Amana, where she is impacted, but it's only to a kind level that she's usher. Her child is impacted. So a Chayvei Krisis, who is impacted, for sure, her child should be impacted. Rashi. Rabbi Shua. Amar b'masnisin, ein mamzer el m'chayvei Krisis. There is no mamzer, only from Chayvei Krisis. Asa zayna, upasla l'kuna. Aber il gabi magzer u'shasai, lekin l'shlu yachi. But magzer u'shasai, one cannot answer this. Amar b'perek, amonu l'kain, amonu l'kaman. The Gemara asks, maybe a Magzik or Shasai should also be impacted for Truma. And the Gemara answers, a Mishani Zar Eslam Yikara Beinon. We need a woman that was not allowed to marry him from the beginning. I mentioned this a few minutes ago, that a Magzik or Shasai is a lav that gets created, wasn't born that way. It's only because what happened that she became a Magzik or Shasai. Not like other Yisurim that happen because of the fact that Mamzer and Nesina, these are Yisurim, a sister, these are Yisurim that are born. Nothing created the Yisur. It was a woman that was legally allowed to be married to this guy. In fact, she was, and then became illegal. So it's a different kind of love. And I want to take a few minutes over here to explain what Rashi is saying, because this Rashi, the very, very important Rashi in understanding this Gemara. The Gemara later on in the seventh Perek classifies three levels of Isurim. Chayvei Krisis, Chayvei Lavin, and Magzik Roshasai, and one other Lav, which I'm not going to get involved in now. And the Gemara says there are three different levels here. Chayvei Krisis makes a Zayna. Any relationship with a man that the Kedushin is invalid makes a Zayna. The woman becomes a Zayna and therefore cannot marry a Kayan, and if she's a Bas Kayan, she cannot go back and eat Truma. Chayvei Lavin, the Gemara brings a Pasuk, and the Gemara says, the Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk, and I'm not going to get involved in the Drasha now, but the Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk, Bas Kayan, Kisiya Le'izzar, He Betrumas HaKachim Le'Soichal. And from there the Gemara learns that a woman who marries a Chayvei Lavin, marries a Mamzer, marries a Nasim, marries a Chayvei Lavin, right, who's an Izzar, but the marriage was valid, she married a Chayvei Lavin, can also not eat Truma ever again. Now, do we call her a Zayna or not? Is a Machlekes V'Shaydam. The Rambam says, any illegal marriage, even if it's only Chayvei Lavin, make the woman into a Zayna. And if a Kayan would live with her, he would violate the law of Zayna. He's not allowed to live with marry a Zayna. If he would marry her, he would be violating the law of Zayna. Right? Even if she got widowed and he's mutter and amana, that she's a Zayna. The Rambam holds that any relationship, that even if it's valid, and even if it's a Chayvei Lavin, but since the Torah said, Ubas Kayan Kisiya Le'izzar, if a woman marries even a valid marriage to someone she's not allowed to marry, and it says, he betruma sakachim le'taycho, she can never eat truma again. So the Rambam mixes Chayvei Krisis and Chayvei Lavin and says that the woman becomes a Zayna in both. Other Rishaynim, also Rashi, argue. They say a Zayna is only from Chayvei Krisis. A woman who marries a Chayvei Lavin is a separate Isser. It's an Isser of Kisiel is Zar. It's a different lav. It's not a lav of Zayna. And therefore, if a Kayan lived with her, it's a lav for her to eat Truma. But the Kayan is not over the lav of Zayna if he would marry her. She's not a Zayna. Chayvei Lavin do not create a Zayna. The Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. It's to someone she shouldn't have married. But she's not a Zayna. So there's an argument in Rishaynim whether a woman who marries Chayvei Lavin is classified as a Zayna or not. The Rambam says yes, other Rishaynim say no, Rashi seems to be like the other Rishaynim. So we have over here two levels. The woman who had a relationship with a Chayvei Krisis becomes a Zayna. The woman who had a relationship with a Chayvei Lavin, legal or illegal, meaning through marriage or not through marriage, becomes usher to eat Truma, but she doesn't become a Zayna according to Rashi. She's not impacted as a Zayna, and but she becomes asati truma because of a separate pasuk. The exclusion to that halacha is magzik grushasa, because the Torah classified is zar, and we say that means someone she was never allowed to marry. Any woman that was once legal and then became illegal does not classify in the pasuk of is zar. Therefore, she can eat truma. So when we said before that a magzik rishasa is not impacted, that's only true by magzik rishasa. It is not true by any other wav. It's not true by mamzer. It's not true by a nasin. If a man would marry a mamzeris, she would become usher to eat truma. Kayin has a daughter that's a mamzeris. She can eat truma. She's a daughter, right? He had an illicit relationship that created a woman that's a mamzer, a mamzeris. Right, a kohen lived with his sister. They had a child. That child is a mamzeres, and cannot. She can eat truma. Then she goes, right. Then she goes and marries Yisrael, anybody, and then he dies, and she has no children. She can no longer go back and eat truma because she had an illicit relationship. She can no longer eat truma. She had an illicit relationship with a man who's a czar. But that's only true by a czar that was that way from the time of marriage, from the time of birth, or the time of bar mitzvah. Whereas a magzik rishasai was not a czar. It was a perfectly legal marriage once upon a time. And therefore, she is the only one that doesn't get impacted. Therefore, when we said before that the vat is pogum, and we slugged it up because the woman is not impacted, that was unique to magzik rishasai. Any other chayvei lavan, the child would be a pogum. That means, theoretically, would not be able to marry a kohen because they're impacted by the fact that they had a relationship of chai ve'lavin. Again, it makes very little difference anyway, because you go through the cases, it makes very little difference, but that's very important to understand in Rashi. It's only by magzik rishasai that the woman has no impact at all, because she still can eat truma because she's not a czar, ish czar. It was someone she was allowed to be married to once in her life. So that person is not classified as a czar. I hope I explained myself. If there's any questions, because it's been awfully quiet today, so I don't know if anybody is there, but if there are any questions, this is the time to ask before we move on. Fine. Okay. Let us move on. Now, there's one other...
Rebbe, this has bothered me for some time. I didn't want to interrupt you, but why are we making Shava Bakol more of a reason than Enosh? I would say the opposite. Like, by Almana LeKohen Gadol, since it's only Nogea, one group, you know, one situation, that is why... There's the Bina Pugum. But it's something that's everyone has that Isser. That makes the relationship less severe. Do you know what I'm saying? I always looked at this differently. If only one group on Bina Lekoin Gadol, because of that, it's strength.
Abraham, you have a great question. It's a great question.
I'm
not finished yet. It's a great question, but why didn't you ask this on Daf Hey? Because on Daf Hey and Aleph, the Gemara said the same Sura, that an Issa that's in the Shavu Bako is not as severe as an Issa that's Shavu Bako.
That's a very good question you're asking. The answer is, the longer I learn with Rebbe, the smarter I get.
I am. They say over a story from the Chanukah Satira, the Rebbe of Heschel, when his Rebbe taught him the Aleph Beis and the Nekudas, when they got to the letter Pei, he asked, why do I need the Nekudas? The letter is Pei. So just have the letter there and I'll pronounce it as Pei. Why do I need the Nekudas? So the Rebbe slapped him across the face. So he asked the Rebbe, why are you slapping me? So the Rebbe said, nobody else thought of the question. But you thought of the question, why didn't you ask it by hey? Why didn't you wait to pay? That's the mistake. If you had that question, it should have been asked all the way back. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You had this question. It's a great question. The Gemara obviously doesn't feel that way, but there's a question you could have asked in Daf Hey, not wait to Daf Mem Dalet. But you're saying we got smarter since then, so I'll accept that as an answer. Now, one more thing. This rule that a lav has to be Zar Etzlami Yikara, meaning a woman that she could never marry, is only true by Yisrael. By a Kayan, Amon, and Grusha, those are, that the Torah says specifically that the kid gets impacted. So therefore, there it doesn't make a difference. It's only by lavin that affect Yisrael, a lav of Yisrael answers her to Truma, except by Magzug Roshasai, which doesn't fit the pasuk of Kisiyah le'iz Zar. The word Zar means somebody that you could never marry, not somebody that became usher later in her life. And therefore, Magzug Roshasai is one of the only lavin that a woman has and doesn't impact her at all. She can eat truma like if she could have, if she doesn't have any children and she's a baskayan. She has no impact at all from being, having this relationship of Mazi Grushasai. It's the only, one of the only ones. And then when the Gemara wanted to say Mazi Grushasai Vlad Pogum, we slugged it up. Any other lav, we wouldn't slug it up because the woman does get impacted. She becomes usher to truma every time she has a chayve lavin. And therefore, the slug up would not work. So with this whole slug up that we had, this whole amud, is only for Mazik or Shasai, where there's no impact on the mom at all. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Hakom, I just have one more question, one more thing I wanted to discuss. An interesting Shailan Achrayim. Akayim lives with his sister. And they have a child. That child is a mamzer, mechayv krisus. Can the child eat truma? Is he a kayin mamzer, or he loses his status of kahuna? Can he get the first aliyah? Can he do pidgin aben? Again, his father is a kayin. He is a mamzer. Does he remain a kayin as he is a mamzer, or the fact that he's a mamzer makes him into a non-kayin? Is a big shaila achrayim. There doesn't seem to be a clear gemara about this, at least that I know of, but it's a big shaila achrayim. Can a mamzer be a kayan? Can he do pidyon aben? He probably can't do avayda in the Beis HaMikdash, but the question is, can he eat truma? He's a kayan. Father's a kayan. He was born out of a chayva krisus, but his father's a kayan. And this is a big shiloh. I thought it was an interesting shiloh. This is a big shiloh in the Achrayim. Can a mamzer? Hold one second. Can a mamzer be a kayim? So the Rashba says no. The Rashba says vat pagul means he can't. The Rashba says clearly that he's not a kayim. That he's not a kayim. However, there are achrayim that say that he is a kayan. It's considered a mamzer, he's his son. And therefore, they say he is a kayan. Others say he's not a kayan. The Rashba seems to say it's the only reason that seems to say that that the kid is a kayan, not a kayan. Achrayim have to go both ways on it. But it seems that the Rashba says that once he's a mamzer, he cannot be a kayin and a mamzer at the same time. Right? The Meiri also says that, that a mamzer cannot be a kayin. He becomes a zar gomer. He becomes less than a yisrael. So how can he be a kayin? He loses his status of kahuna, which is an interesting concept, because genetically he's a kayin, meaning his father was a kayin, and he's not a chalala, he's a mamzer. He's not born from a chalala, so he's not a cholo. The mamzer is worse than a chol. That's what the Rashba is saying. If a chol is not a kayan, so a mamzer is for sure not a kayan. I just thought it was an interesting shiloh, but the Rashba seems to say that he is not a kayan. He loses his kahuna. He cannot eat truma. He cannot be treated like a kayan. He's a mamzer. He's worse than a chol, and he cannot be treated like a kayan. Fine. We will stop over here.
Rabbi
Yitzchak? Yes.
Rabbi Yitzchak?
Yes.
According to the words that he's a kayan, who could he marry?
A mamzeres.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a kayan is also a mamzeres, but he's a mamzer. So you're hearing, if it's a kayan, can he marry a mamzeres? It's an interesting shiloh. Again, the Achra seems to be that he's not a Kayim. Everybody should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow morning, Monday morning, I hope to be back live in person starting at 5 to 6 with Pelley Yates. But the next 2 days, Thursday and Friday, we'll still be on the phone. Everybody should have a wonderful day.